This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Tonight, 4 to 6, it's a happy hour at the Cine Arts, Santana Row, 3088 Olson Drive in San Jose. 4 to 6 today. Yuzette and Brynn are hosting a little party. Check
That's
out the
right.
luxury loungers. They got movie passes and all kinds of ugly sweater ornaments. And there's like a little holiday photo set up. So RadioAlice.com if you want more information on that. This part of the show is brought to you by Panera Bread.
Hey, real quickly, everyone. At 9 o'clock, 9:15, be sure to tune in for the last movie review of the year.
Of the year.
We'll be hitting very quickly The Greatest Showman, Molly's Game, Downsizing, and doing our top five.
Mm. Boy, that's a lot.
Sure is.
Our friend Rudy coming in?
Our friend Rudy's coming in.
Rudy.
Be sure to tune back in at that time.
Oh, no.
What?
Will Rudy be here for the secret show? We didn't include him in the...
So we'll have to just, you know, Rudy. He'll
be fine.
Yeah, he'll live.
I just hope he's bringing presents for all of us.
For all of us, yeah. To thank Rudy. Us for the great year he's had. That'd be great. Donuts will work. Get a Panera Bread gift card this holiday season. For every $50 in gift cards purchased, you'll get a $10 bonus card. For more details, visit your local bakery cafe.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Bananas at Large. It's a music store. Woo! It's in San Rafael and Santa Rosa. Shop for your musician on your shop for the musician on your holiday list in store or at bananas.com. They're
Love
wonderful.
That place. Yeah. They are.
So today is the winter solstice. It's the first day of winter. It's the shortest day of the year. Our sun sets today at 4:54.
Jeez.
We have between 9 and 10 hours of daylight total.
I think 8:28 or 8:38 is the exact moment we enter winter.
Yes. A.M.
Yes. So enjoy fall while you got one more hour, everyone.
We don't really do traffic here, but I did get a couple stories handed to me. I was victim of a truck accident this morning on my way in on 101. I'm pretty sure they've cleared that one now, but there is a crash blocking all lanes on Highway 1 at Devil's Slide Tunnel.
Oh, great.
This morning, and there's also a crash involving a FedEx big rig that snarled traffic on 880 in Oakland, and they're saying that had the whole thing shut down, the whole thing. You can imagine
That's
what that does to.
That's painful.
Yeah. Yikes. So a couple of the stories I have in front of me, I don't do this story with any kind of joy in my heart, but somehow Sears continues to be on the list of retailers that are considered to be going out of business. And yet they have been for 10 years.
It feels like forever that you've been hearing the Sears Roebuck is going down. Mm-hmm. There is still a Sears by my house. Like a full-on...
How often do you go there?
Not very.
There was one at Hillsdale, Vinny. Does that?
Yeah, I used to go to it. Yeah.
Is it not
actually,
there anymore?
I'm not sure.
My H&R Block was
construction there.
So I didn't go into Sears to get stuff, but H&R Block was downstairs. That's where that dude I had for a while.
Sure. Uh-huh. That guy was for years.
He retired.
He retired and moved to Costa Rica.
Yeah. Yeah.
With everybody's money.
True story. Oh, my God. Before I finish this story, I got to tell you this other one.
Okay.
You know how Bitcoin's been making the news?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
What happened?
I misplaced my stories. Big surprise.
Well, all right.
Hold on. Darren McFadden... They mention him as a cowboy here, but he actually ran for the Oakland Raiders for a while. He was a running back in the NFL. And he has a story out there now about him, which is he gave $3,000 to a guy to invest. Here it is. Yeah, they call him former Cowboys running back. He must have retired as a cowboy, but he was a Raider.
Okay.
He's retired from the NFL now, but he gave $3 million to a guy to have it invested in Bitcoin.
Did he? He gave someone $3 million and said, put this in Bitcoin. What year did he do this?
It doesn't say in the story, but the guy robbed him. His financial advisor took $3 million from the former cowboy and didn't invest it. Stealing millions is clearly horrible, as the story goes, but they say, I should say, McFadden says, his investment would be worth $240 million had the guy made the investment in Bitcoin when he gave the guy the money.
Oh, that's, you're crushing me.
He has filed a 15...
He tried to do it.
Yeah. He's filed a $15 million lawsuit claiming the business manager robbed him.
It should be a $250 million lawsuit. That is horrible.
You hear those stories, the people who sold the stock too soon or whatever.
Oh, there's a dude who
was looking at lifelong money for everyone with
his
name.
Right. Oh, my God.
Forever.
Oh. That's horrifying.
That's generations of dough.
Well, I mean, you know, lucky him that he had $3 million to invest, but how awful for this guy to have just walked with his money. And what an idiot. Like, the dude probably would have made more than $3 million just off fees and crap, just continuing to manage this dude's money once it made $250 million. Jesus.
Anyway, you just made me think of that, but I'm still on this story about the retailers that are most likely to be disappearing in 2018. They're most at risk is the way it's worded here. There's a couple you'll recognize. GNC stores.
Oh.
Guitar Center.
Oh.
On the list. Oh. Apparently they're carrying a ton of debt. Neiman Marcus.
Well, it's just so expensive there.
Claire's stores.
Oh, are those the little earrings and accessories and stuff?
Yeah, the little accessory
store. I'm surprised to hear that would go. I actually go in there.
Yeah, they're very popular.
You do?
Sure, you get like some barrettes or something. Or
A barrette? What's
a barrette? What the hell is that?
Get a barrette, you know, you have to buy them in pairs?
No, we say barrettes.
Oh, really? Barrette?
You say barrette.
Barrette.
You can't say barrette.
It's not barrette.
It's a barrette.
You were saying barrettes when you were saying barrette.
Okay.
That's so funny.
Maybe it's the East Coast.
Maybe
thing.
It. Well, we used to also say Oregon.
Here.
There.
It's barrette.
Okay, so I would get some barrettes. At Clara's.
Right.
Say it again.
Barrette.
Barrette.
Yeah, I put in some barrettes.
Take that home to your girl. And see what she says.
No, she'll know. Hey, she'll say barrette. She'll say it the way that they say it.
What did she say? What's that thing?
What do you mean, what's
that
thing?
The tool she asked you to pass.
Oh, the mall.
The mall.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, that girl. I thought you were talking about his little girl and asking about the punk story again.
Oh, no.
Sears.
Let's see what listeners say. Is it
I thought it was just that I didn't. I'm sure they're going to say barrette. I don't know. I just always called it a barrette.
That's okay.
Sears makes the list of retailers that are in big trouble in 2018. Also, Charlotte Russe, Payless.
Ooh, I love Charlotte Russe.
Tom's Shoes.
Oh,
what's Charlotte?
Surprising. Russe. Charlotte Russe is like a
mall store,
sort of like an H&M style girls fashion.
Mm-hmm. What was after Charlotte Russe?
Not high end. Yeah.
Tom's Shoes.
I like Tom's.
You do?
Oh, I love Tom's.
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, a couple of pairs of shoes that I have, you said you've liked. And I've said, yeah, they're Tom's.
Huh.
When you type in Tom's Shoes, all that comes up are slippers.
They have different styles, like they have heels and tennis shoes. But they donate for every one pair you buy.
Right.
They donate another pair.
Is Tom's Shoes like Tom's of Maine? I like Tom's of Maine.
No, they're totally different. But
is it spelled with a T-H?
I think, spelled T-O-M.
Am I thinking of Tom McCain? Wasn't there like
Tom McCann? Yeah.
Tom McCann, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
They did make a big splash when they came out because that was their deal. Everyone you buy, we donate one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And actually, our dude Michael Fronti has like a whole shoe.
He does.
Souls for souls?
Yeah,
for souls. Something like that.
He never wears shoes, and he specifically says it's because there's so many people who just don't have shoes, and people donate shoes to him all the time, apparently. Mm-hmm. It's great. He cares. That's a guy who cares.
Yep.
Hey, I looked up the pronunciation for barrettes.
Yeah,
here we go.
Sarah's problem.
Barrette. That's what I just
said. One more time.
Do it. Barrette.
Oh man.
Oh wait, do it again.
We're saying it
Hold
all.
It. Barrett.
There's only one person that says it right.
Barrett.
That's a Barrett.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. I fully expected it to be Barrett.
Me too.
People are laughing, saying it's Barrett.
Well,
it's Brett. Just say Brett. I put some Bretts in my hair.
How about just a hair clip?
Those are different than a Barrett.
I'm really surprised to hear that Sarah got it right and we were wrong.
I actually
right.
am too.
No, you're not.
Sarah's always right, you guys. Right.
Well, I'm going to start calling it Oregon then.
No, that's for sure wrong.
Put
no,
that one
say,
in.
Say you're, what state is Las Vegas in?
Nevada.
Yeah.
Well, and that's wrong for
Nevada.
Sure.
That's Nevada.
I never heard it any other way. Nevada and Oregon. Mm-hmm. And then you get out here and they're like, what did you just say? Barrett? And you go, I'm sorry. It's a hot dog.
Did you put Oregon in the pronunciation thingy?
Yeah.
It's Oregon.
Let's hear it.
Oh, man. Hold on.
Well, we obviously wanted to hear it. You don't just get to hear it and say.
Well, I was trying to find a few different versions. Here's
Oregon.
That's
oh,
it.
Oregon.
You got to say the A.
Oregon.
A?
Oregon.
What A?
Or A.
Where's the A?
There's no A.
It's Oregon.
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 Oregon. I got to say the
Oregano.
A.
Oregano. Call it oregano.
Oh my goodness.
Oregano.
There's our word of the day. The phrase that pays.
Barrett.
Oh, that's so funny. Barrett.
Real bad news. It's basically just a headline I'll read to you, but it's important that you know. We had the most lethal year yet of drug overdoses during what they're calling an epidemic here. More than 63,600 lives were lost due to drug overdose in 2016.
Jesus, that's a lot. That's incredible.
It's overtaken many other ways we die, right? They say.
People just getting hooked.
Well, and it's not just the illegal drugs, it's those pills.
Right, well, that's the problem is people get addicted to those, and then when the doctor says, nope, can't have any more of them, they're just going for heroin.
Which leads us to this story.
All right.
From Lancaster, California, L.A. County authorities say two parents have been arrested on suspicion of trying to sell their two sons for drugs.
They're trying to sell their kids?
For drugs.
How old are the kids?
They actually don't mention the kids in the story, I think because they're probably very little kids. Officials say they determined that 38-year-old Vicente Calogero... Calogero and 32-year-old Sarah Nilsson attempted to exchange their two sons for money and or drugs.
How horrifying.
I know. You just, those kids never go back to them, right?
Right.
I've been thinking about this since I saw that story
yesterday,
and I thought, what would I do? And I don't know if I would be wrong. I would buy those kids, quote unquote,
right,
and then take them right to the police station. But then would I be guilty of something, even though I was just trying to protect them? Would I be... Since I
well, you
them
did
money.
Give them drugs,
give them money
or money,
or
right?
Drugs. Yeah.
I think you could argue that. Like, I was floored when these people offered me their children, so I decided for the children's safety, I would buy them and bring them to you.
Yes,
you're
Merry
saving
Christmas.
The kids.
I do feel like you are saving the kids.
Whatever sure. I had on me, 20. Here's $30.
Well, right. How much did they charge though? Does the story say?
Doesn't say.
Well, right. When you've resorted to selling your children for drugs, I'm guessing that it's not what the children are actually worth.
Yeah.
Really?
Less. You get a bargain on them.
Yeah.
You're now at the bottom.
You are.
The lowest
you
bottom
are about.
Of,
I honestly,
bottoms.
I feel like anvils should fall out of the sky sometimes and just crush people.
No apology letter works there, right?
No.
I mean, there is no.
There's well, no there... future relation. Oh, are you the lady who tried to sell me?
Oh, my God.
They're volcano bound.
We don't really.
Right to the volcano.
You did this story one time a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was about a guy from a heavy metal. I think it was a Christian heavy metal band, actually.
Oh, yeah.
As I lay dying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's the band.
Yep.
This dude Tim Lambesis was the lead singer, and you've done a couple stories on him. One of them was when he was arrested. He was arrested for paying $1,000 to have his wife killed.
Oh, I totally remember this, right.
And then he sued the state because he was on steroids apparently when he was touring as a musician and had, you know, body built himself to, you know, quite the physique. And as he was sitting in jail, he developed mastitis. Do you remember the lawsuit you told us about?
Right,
his boobs had turned into boobs.
Right.
So,
and they wouldn't treat him, or there was, you know.
Right, he needed help, and they were like, eh, what?
Sorry, dude.
Do push-ups. You
and
did
so
this
what
to
happened?
Yourself. So he just came out. I don't have it in front of me, but when we were talking about apologizing for, you know, selling your kids, I thought about, I read this dude's apology for hiring someone to kill his wife,
mm-hmm.
because he's now out.
Right.
And he wrote a big letter.
What's his name, Vinny?
Tim Lambesis.
Okay.
So do you think that once he got off of steroids that he kind of came back to his senses and like realized what a tool he'd been?
Well, here's the thing. So again, the reason I bring it up is because there is no apology possible or acceptable for hiring to kill your someone to kill your wife
or sell your children.
Right. But he actually doesn't do a horrible job in that he's just says, no one's going to ever forgive me and I am sorry and I, you know, haven't spoken about it because I figured what
Who
could
wants
I
to
say?
Hear it, right?
It was a decent apology as they go, but then after the whole page of reading it, I went, yeah, but you tried to hire someone to kill.
How nice of you to try, but it's a lost cause.
Right.
It's long. I'll print it out if you want to follow up.
You don't need to. It's just another one of those things where I went, yeah, it's not. He's not making excuses.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
You tried to hire someone to kill your wife.
Yep.
For $1,000. And this is a dude, actually, there were comments in the article I read from other bands who were like, these guys were like Christian metal. And we considered them to be such better human beings than the rest of us.
Right.
He adopted children from Africa. So that's the kids that are in question as he's talking about his kids. They're adopted children from Africa. So one of the guys is saying he missed a show one time because he was in Africa saving a child.
Mm. Like he was one of the
good
guys.
What a great human.
Right up until he tried to kill his wife.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. I am shocked to know Bruno. He had a great album. I'm shocked to know Bruno. He had a great album this year.
Yeah, actually,
I'm shocked
that's
to know Eminem.
That's interesting.
In Thailand, they don't actually walk on you during massages. It's just more stretching and pressure.
Oh, well, here in the States, when you get a Thai massage, you get trod upon.
Where does who go for Thai massage?
Well, I didn't want to give it away, but I love this place. No one go there because I don't want it to get full. I already have to call ahead. I can't call the same day. It's called La Biang.
Oh, La Biang, huh?
Yeah, it's like La Bang, but there's an I in there. So
got
it's
it.
Like
La Biang.
It's on Polk.
Shame.
Polk Street. I'm not telling you who my massage therapist is.
Who is she?
Nope. No
just
way.
Say
there's
it.
No way. Just go to La.
What's her name?
Is she the one who is like actually questioning your motives because you come there so often?
Yeah,
so it's like, oh, you again? Yay.
Sarah.
Gara.
How is the laundry magnet working?
Good.
So
I got a set of magnets from my mom for Christmas. They're like, they're not super, they're biggish. They're probably like the size of a misshapen golf ball, two of them, wrapped in like some kind of a plasticky, rubbery outer thing. And they allege that these things will clean your clothes without soap. I will say that John splattered some grease on himself while he was cooking something and washed the thing that night.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not get all that grease out. So I was like, well, that doesn't work. But, you know, maybe if we'd preach, I don't know. It just, I felt like, I don't know. But it's been washing our stuff, and I haven't been noticing any difference.
You're not using any soap?
Not using any soap.
Just these magnets.
Right.
Now,
I do still put bleach in with my whites.
Do they clunk around in there?
They don't. They are pretty affixed. They do seem to change position, but I think they stay on the walls of because they're, you know, it's metal in
but
there.
But they're not doing that gung, gung, gung,
they're not.
Gung,
no, they're
gung.
For sure mostly sticking on the sides. They seem to be. I haven't noticed any noise from them. So, you know, let me know if you start smelling my clothes. But they seem all right. And I think that just if you have like a heavy stain, like he had a big splash of grease on him. Like I should have just
I would like to try those. I'll take those for Secret Santa today.
It's too late. But your birthday's coming up.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it is. Oh, and I believe it's your 50th.
We're going to break. Oh, it is not my 50th, and it's not coming up, and we're leaving now.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.